boardwalk. They take you to the river and shove you, but you won't cross, and you cross, cross. All of a sudden you cross, you cross. You're swimming the villain, the violin, the villain, the villain, the violin, the violin. If you're willing, I'm willing. The worm is a wriggling, the catfish will bite, all right. The wheeling, the dealing, the guilt that I'm feeling is keeping me up at night. If now is time, if time was now, then we can switch tonight. Cat dreaming of being a fish, and a fish dreaming of being a cat. Rabbit run, rabbit run. You can always survive. Then you and I, we think of love. But I don't wanna pretend that I'll be yours until the end.
Listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm your host, Dave K, joined with Adam P. We came back from a set there of all new music. That last track comes from an album named Dungeon Master.
Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting that we actually bookended the set with references to animals. We'll be talking about that as we get to the first track we played, but we did end off with Dungeon Master, which is by a Montreal, Quebec singer-songwriter named Gus Engelhorn. And it kind of is a series of songs about live action role playing or playing Dungeons and Dragons. And it's these really kind of satirical songs that deal with existential dread while at the same time being about fighting demons and monsters. It's actually a pretty wild ride, and I really do enjoy it. You can check it out on Gus's Bandcamp page. That's at gusengelhorn.bandcamp.com. We heard the track simply titled Run Rabbit Run. Again, that's taken from the album Dungeon Master. Prior to that, we heard some new material from Vivian Wilder, who is a singer-songwriter that hails from Toronto. We heard something from her latest release titled I Don't Believe. We heard an excellent track of hers that was titled Ricky Heart. And prior to that, we heard something from Lushings. Lushings is a group that actually hails from Calgary, Alberta. We heard something from their most recent EP. We actually heard an excellent track from them that was titled Something. You can find that EP now. Again, probably best to check it out on their official Bandcamp page, lushings.bandcamp.com. And we started things off, again, kind of bookending the set with animal references, with the band Horse Girl. And Dave, I hope I'm not sounding too hoarse myself, but I'm gonna get those puns out of the way. Why don't you clop on over to the microphone and tell us what we just heard?
We heard the track Anti-Glory, and this comes from their new release, Versions of Modern Performance. And that started off our set there with music from Horse Girl. Coming up next, we're going to get into a little bit more of the post-punk punk stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. We're actually going to be highlighting a band I don't think we've played before in Revolution Rock for one reason or another.
We may have, but I don't recall.
If we have, it's been a long time ago. We're talking about the New York group Tuxedo Moon. Now, Tuxedo Moon is, it's hard to pin them down necessarily as a punk group or even a post-punk group. Their sound is very experimental and has elements maybe akin to new wave, but they were more influenced by the likes of Suicide and the Velvet Underground, those great New York alumni of the early experimental music scene there, than any of the contemporary punk groups that they used to play with. With that said, they did make a concession to punk rock with an excellent track from their debut EP, No Tears. In fact, it's the title track, a song that many people consider one of the greatest post-punk songs ever recorded, so we are going to be hearing something from that. But we're also going to hear something starting off this set from their 1981 album Desire. It's a track called Jinx. You know, I have to say a lot of fans of Tuxedo Moon do consider Desire to be their best album. I think it is fantastic, and I think it's their best sort of compromise between their experimental sound and their straight-ahead post-punk sound. Anyway, Tuxedo Moon did break a lot of ground, and they were part of the experimental scene in New York City with a lot of ties to no wave bands as well. In fact, they did feature in the great No Wave highlight reel that was featured in Downtown 81, that film about Jean Basquiat.
You know, we'll get to some more Tuxedo Moon on another episode, I'm sure. But let's get started. We're going to start off with a track from their album Desire to start off this next set here on Revolution Rock.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Coming back from a little bit of aggressive music there, here on Revolution Rock, we just heard from Soul Glow, the Philly hardcore band that's been making a lot of waves with their most recent album, Diaspora Problems. We heard the track We Wants Revenge from that release. And Dave, we actually came back right before Soul Glow from a set of music all from New York City and from that great period of the late 70s, early 80s, where you had these bands that were basically tearing down all sorts of boundaries in rock, creating music that was really hard to categorize even as punk rock or as post-punk. Who did we hear before Soul Glow?
Before Soul Glow, we heard the band DNA. And we heard something from their album DNA on DNA. And we heard the song Blonde Redhead. I'm wondering, is there a connection between that song title and the band that would eventually form?
Yeah, there definitely is. In fact, the band Blonde Redhead explicitly named themselves after this song.
Okay.
Now, DNA, they're very interesting, too. I mean, they're helmed by Ardo Lindsay, who is known for a guitar playing style that was less about being melodic and more about beating up the guitar like it had just stolen $20 from you and was running down the street. It is an aggressive sound that no one has quite replicated since Ardo started it. And yeah, there's, you know what, they're a band that is very divisive because their music is very challenging, but I think it is rewarding when you really let yourself get into it. But as you mentioned, that was from DNA on DNA, which was a compilation record released a few years back that compiled every single recorded song from the group. And they actually performed a bit in New York City with the band that we heard right before, which was Tuxedo Moon.
Yes, we heard a pair of tracks from Tuxedo Moon. We heard the title track from their EP, No Tears, and that one came out, was it in 79?
79, yeah, that's right. And then we heard something from their 1981 album, Desire, which many fans consider to be their best record. It certainly is fantastic, I'll give it that. We heard the song Jinx, and with the CD reissue that came out a few decades ago, you can actually get the EP paired with the original Desire album. I don't know if there's going to be any future reissues of these albums or releases, but it would be great to hear new remasters because the sounds of Tuxedo Moon were so groundbreaking and out there. As I said, they certainly did have a lot of evocations of post-punk music, but they were definitely indebted to the likes of the Velvet Underground, Suicide, and even Bowie's Berlin period. So yeah, kind of a interesting mix there of some art rock and aggressive rock in that set. And we're actually going to be getting to some contemporary sounds and newer releases in this upcoming set. Before we do, though, we're still going to stay in the past just for one more song, though. It's going to give us a little trouble. In fact, I think it's going to give us girl trouble. Bad segue, I know. But Dave, what are we going to hear?
Yeah, Girl Trouble is a garage rock band from two parts, Tacoma, Washington, and a member from Spokane, Washington. They formed in 1983, and they have a lot of garage elements into their sound, indie, punk, etc. And they started in the 80s, and they had a connection and releases put out through K Records and also through Sub Pop. Sub Pop and K Records have a very close connection. We're going to talk about that a little later when we have a set made up entirely of K Records releases from their early days, including releases from their very hard to find out of print first ever release by the Supreme Cool Beings. We'll talk about that a little later, but we're going to get started with this band called Girl Trouble, a really cool band from the 80s and 90s. And we're going to start off with a one-off single that has an instrumental track on the A side, and that's the song Tarantula. It was originally released in 1987. We're going to hear that to start off this next set. It was originally put out on K Records. We're also going to hear some new music from Paulo Ghosts, Christopher Slightholm, who has been known for playing in Snake River from Regina in Saskatchewan. We're also going to hear some Bob Dylan and some music of a cover of Bob Dylan from a friend of the show, Tim Swadling. He recorded a version of the song Pay in Blood. It was actually a request from a station out in Cleveland, and he played with the Detroit band Before the Flood, who cover Bob Dylan songs, and he did a recording of the song. We're gonna hear that later on in the set. In addition to a track by Bob Dylan in the band from the 60s, we're gonna hear take six of the song I Wanna Be Your Lover, which I pulled from the Cutting Edge box set And also, I believe Bob Dylan's birthday, he also had another birthday, as everyone does every year. He turned 81.
Yes, so we're going to be celebrating Bob Dylan's birthday in this set, as well as highlighting some of this newer music. So let's get to it. Going back to this vintage single from K Records from Girl Trouble, here on CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock.
I ain't afraid of nothing, see?
It's all right, I don't blame you for being afraid.
I said I ain't afraid of nothing!